Okay, joined once again now with Jim Pugh, the Hamilton Wenham football coach. And coach, the game on Friday night, we covered that game against Gloucester. And I got to tell you, the first quarter was as exciting as it gets. It was smooth football. And I thought, man, we're going to have a really clean game here. And then it became what you might expect in a first game. It was fits and starts for both teams, but a really good performance by your club.
Yeah, well, defensively, Rick, with our defense really played well, and that was sitting right next to him, Coach Coolis, and his defense. Mm-hmm. They did a great job. So offensively, we self-destructed. The penalties hurt us, like you said. But Zach Wallace bailed us out with two field goals.
He did. And I got to tell you,
the one for 39 yards was just—it's not a school record or anything, but that was huge.
Oh yeah,
that was huge.
Well, it came at a good time, and that was the difference in the game. Those two kicks, obviously, but special teams.
Right.
I'd like to talk to you about that because Gloucester, Coach Ingram and I were talking about how Gloucester's kicking game has come along. It's really strong. And as soon as we said that, you blitzed Whitfeld, and it to me that was a key point in the game when you forced him to shank that punt, and it just kind of turned momentum around,
yeah.
And you guys held on.
Yeah. Yes, that was, and we put pressure. I mean, our two middle linebackers have both had very good games. Chris Domarecki is our captain, mm-hmm. and Chris Collins, sophomore. I mean, just on defense they played well. Offensively, Chris Domarecki had two screen passes for 30 yards running. So they really were. They were players of the game for us. Mostly for their defense, but for their offense too.
Yeah, well, I tell you, we got to talk about the other aspect of your special teams, and we'll start with Marcus Norden because Coach Ingram was commenting with admiration on how he is fearless fielding punts, and you saved a lot of yardage that way by his grabbing the ball on punts.
You know what? Tell Coach Ingram he is absolutely correct because that Marcus made some really, like his catches, it was like, it would have saved 20, 30 yards. He was good on returning kickoffs, returning punts, catching punts. He had a good performance. He was playing quarterback and receiver. We kept targeting him. And he makes great catches, but Gloucester did a good job on him. Their cornerback did a good job.
Yeah, Coach Ingram. Yeah, he mentioned that
our special teams that helped. Punting, has just been outstanding over the years. He punted for us as a freshman.
Yeah, he got one that was a mile high. I mean, it was amazing. Tell me a little bit more about how you use him, Coach, because you interchange quarterbacks, and that's got to present a real problem for anybody who's trying to defend you guys.
Yeah, the two of them are battling. They both have different skills. I think the one thing that, with Marcus is, when we target him, he can go up. I mean, he's a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good basketball player. I mean, he just goes up and jams on his, just not on a running start, just to, drive into the hoop. So,
good heavens, yeah.
And he can throw it. It's nice having the ball in his hands because when he gets to the outside, he makes people miss.
What else you want to tell me about the game, Coach, before we take a look ahead? When you saw the game film, good line play by one or two guys that you could mention?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with the line coach. You did a great job. Coach Melanson, who would you say two offensive linemen that did a good job for us? Jackson Doobie and Tim Seward. Tim's a three-year starter.
Okay.
He's a junior.
Yep.
He started as a freshman. Doobie started some games as a sophomore, and then he's a senior. And the two of them, blocked well. So, they had a good game.
Okay, let's look ahead now, Coach. What's coming up this week? What are you guys doing to practice?
We're getting ready for Watertown. We played Watertown 2 years ago in the losers bracket. And, you know, we went down there and, they completed three long passes and beat us. It wasn't our best showing, but, and they have, you know, the same quarterback. It's the coach's son, Coach Kikachi from Watertown.
Mm-hmm.
And a good running back, Andre, who's, you know, a senior. So they're a senior laden team. And so, it, you know, that's, this is like their team that they hope to go far. They won last week against Worcester, so Worcester South. So we have our hands full, and we're getting ready. But we haven't, you know, so we're playing on Saturday afternoon at 1:00. So we got a good practice week.
All right, and it's a home game.
And it's a home game.
All right, Jim. Anything else you want to mention?
Nope, that's it. That was it. It was a win is a win. It was
yep.
Pretty ugly, but you know, as Coach Genualdo, our athletic director, says all the time, all wins are beautiful.
There you go. All right, and I appreciate it, Coach. We'll talk to you again. That is Hamilton 1 and football coach Jim Pugh with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.